Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. A batch, a beach house, a holiday home, or a crib. The name may change, but for most New Zealanders, the building itself plays a leading role in summer vacations gone by. So why is the modern equivalent of this Kiwi dream looking more and more out of reach? For this week's Tall Story, Monocle's David Stevens takes us on a trip down memory lane to Waikanae Beach to his very own family batch.
If you can't see the beach, you can definitely feel it. It's in the air, so heavy with salt you can taste it on your lips, or in the sound of crashing waves from behind the tree line. Besides, everything is swept with sand. The back garden collects deposits when the wind whips up enough, so does the spot by the door where you take off your shoes after an evening running through the dunes. The Kiwi batch breathes in and out with the tides. A New Zealander is never really far from the ocean. The farthest point in the country is still less than 120 kilometres from the shore, and Kiwis who move off the island somehow end up even closer to the water, holding it somewhere in the pit of their stomach or the base of their spine. My family batch, or the beach house as we called it, still has memories living inside it even long after it was sold. It has my first jellyfish sting and my worst ever splinter. Someone really should have sanded that deck. It's got dance parties in the living room with my granddad and staying up late to see in the year 2000 on TV. I only made it to 10 p.m. Many Kiwis hold similar hazy, pieced-together memories of their own holiday homes, and while the numbers may read differently on the novelty beach-themed letterbox, the sentiment remains the same. The holiday home is in our DNA. But where did this particular holiday trope come from?
New Zealanders want to see the result of victory in order and progress, in a better standard of living for every New Zealander. They want homes. For a home is the basis of the simple things that made victory worthwhile, the things that men gave their lives for.
Post-World War II, the country experienced a building boom. The 50s also brought about road improvements, better connecting the small sand-swept towns of the coast to the city. It was the perfect recipe for this particular brand of middle-class holidaymaking to take hold in the country. The properties were passed down through generations, while the collection of Tom Jones records grew and the puzzle pieces seemed to vanish. And it's not uncommon for generations of memories to all reside within the same four walls. But tides go out, bubbles burst, and the country now faces a housing shortage. The average Kiwi can hardly defend owning a house that's only lived in 3 weeks out of the year. The newest generation of family-making New Zealanders are having to consider a life lived without even owning one home, let alone two. So what can you do? Well, you could book a beachside Airbnb, but the result is all a bit too clinical. That's not your collection of driftwood assembled on the windowsill. You don't know the six of clubs is missing from that pack of cards, or how to get the hot water in the shower just right after a chilly dip in the Pacific. Besides, you want to get to know your occasional neighbours just as well as your city ones. You need a Mr. Henare to throw your cricket ball back when your uncle hits another six over the fence, or a Mrs. Bradley to water your front garden when the flower beds are looking particularly parched. Without them, the place is just a bit quiet. It's unclear if the prospect of owning a holiday home will return anytime soon for a generation of property-challenged 20-somethings, or if the holiday home industry will win out and turn this element of our national identity into a series of soulless coastal motels. But perhaps what we can do is take part in a bit of urban rebellion to bring a sense of beach house living to our own apartments or flats. Let's embrace the temperamental stovetops and incomplete puzzles, and let's bring a little bit of the batch back home.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to David Stevens for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, City Lovers.